Good evening, good evening. Cut me off. See that? They know I get long-winded. This ain't on. Anyway, welcome to Bethesda Church for the last night of this wonderful Greene County Youth Revival. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I'm telling you, Cody, my toes are hurting tonight. So if I'm up here limping, it's because he stepped on my toes too much. My toes just got healed from Peter's message, and then I told Coach we're going to have a foot washing with ice water tonight. But I'm just going to ask Peter if he'll come up here, and he's going to give his last remarks on the youth revival. So please make welcome Peter White.
Where do I start? It's been a wonderful 4 days, I believe, as of tonight. It's been a wonderful four nights of revival. If those that just came tonight, you missed a great treat. And hopefully, if it's the Lord's will, many more will be able to, youth will come forth and stand out for Jesus. That was the entire theme for the four-day revival. So, again, wonderful job, Mr. Philip Perry, for planning this out.
All right, now we're going to say the opening prayer. If everyone will please stand, and then Cody will come up here and give his remarks. And Coach, why don't you just close us out and say the prayer, please, sir.
Are we done? We're fixing to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just messed with it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the rain that some of us have received. We just pray, God, you continue to send it. We all need it so badly. Lord, we know you already know that. Lord, I thank you for all these young people here tonight. Just pray, God, you'll have a word for them, a song, some message for them tonight. Lord, I pray that this will be just one of many of these that we will have over the years. And God, we just give you praise and glory, Lord. We thank you so much for the attendance we've had these four nights. There hadn't been a slow night yet, Lord. I thank you so much for that. We just give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, young people, y'all feel free to text all you want to because we don't have any service here. So, sit back and enjoy the service. We have to pipe in sunlight out here.
But this has been a great week of revival, amen.
Amen.
Who all came all four nights? Raise your hand.
Amen.
Who all came three nights?
Oops, I was here. I'm sorry.
Who came here two nights? And who is their first night here? Oh, they all sat in the back row too. So. Okay, what a wonderful message by Cody last night. Amen. Give him another round of applause. It's good to be here. I'm glad to see y'all. This has been an incredible last couple of days. Just to kind of get over my anxiety of being in front of y'all and seeing faces and looking down on y'all. But God is good, amen.
Amen.
All the time.
And God is
we'll try that again. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I just want to give a big thanks to Philip. He put in so much work to get this all done. So let's give him one more hand clap. And now Emma and Hannah Walker are going to come up and bless us with a song. So let's give them a hand clap as they come up. Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity and these great 4 days that you have given us here at Bethesda. Now, Father, we ask that as this offering has been being taken up, Father, that it be for the building of your kingdom. That it be for the strengthening of the weak and build up where it is torn down. And the church say amen.
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 Thank you.
I'm back. Y'all have one more song for us? Emma and Hannah? One more. So let's welcome them up. Okay. We just got Emma coming up.
Okay.
So let's give her a hand clap. That's Emma. I just want to read one verse because I think it's so appropriate to read when we've had these young people that get up here. You know, it takes great courage for anybody to get up and stand in front of a group of people, especially a lot of people you may not know. So I want to commend these young people these past three or four nights for being able to get up and stand out for Jesus. You know, if we as adults can take some lesson from this, I think you'll see this world become a whole lot better place. Amen.
I want to read you one verse, and I'm going to introduce you to our speaker tonight. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." In other words, young people, don't be ashamed of who you are in Christ. That's what this verse is saying. Hey, don't worry about the fact that you're young, because God can do great things through any vessel that will allow Him to flow through them. So, hey, I'm proud of each and every one of you. I'm proud of Emma and Hannah. They're members of our church here at Bethesda for their willingness to get up and sing. And also Ansley and Stavana that first night. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just like an angelic choir coming out of here. We've just had so many talented young people. The praise band that was here last night, friends of Cody's. Peter definitely has an anointing on him. So does Philip. Young men willing to preach the word. Timothy was a young preacher. He was a young man, not much older, if any, than you guys are. But his willingness to preach, and that's what I'm so proud of. And I want to thank, once again, as I introduce you to our speaker tonight, I want to thank Philip. He kind of birthed this idea for this youth revival. And as far as I'm concerned, this will become an annual event here. And we're going to build on it, amen? You know, I want you to know that there are people that love you, young people. And now, don't get us wrong. You may see, I don't have any hair left because I helped raise that one right there. Amen. But let me just tell you guys, we love you. And most of all, Jesus loves you. Amen. You know, that's what's important. You can't do anything that would take you outside of the love of Jesus. And that's what's important. And I want you to know that, and we love you. We're thankful you took your time to come here tonight and be a part of this. You know, there are a lot of people that are at home right now, but you took the time to be here, and we're so thankful for that. We want to welcome Ms. Cobb, one of our Board of Education members. We're so glad to have you come out and support these young people here tonight. And let's give her a round of applause. Amen. Superintendent Miller was here last night, and we're thankful for that. You know, that speaks volumes to me when people in leadership roles will come out and support these things, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Without further ado, I want to introduce to you Philip Hubbard. He's a member of Union Point Worship Center. I believe he was called to preach when you were 8. Amen. 8 years old, I was still wet in the bed. Amen. But I shouldn't have told that. I'm sorry. I finally grew out of it. Amen. Last time I wasn't over 20. But anyhow, I want to welcome Philip up here. I know he's got a special message for us. I know that both Philip and Peter and Cody as well. We asked Cody today, "Cody, would you like to do this on a regular basis?" His first response was, "No." not yet, anyway. He's got to work his way into it. So, you know, but hey, I can tell you, it's a nervous thing to get up here and stand in front of a bunch of people. Because what makes you so nervous is you don't want to disappoint God. But I'm going to tell you what, God's already elated no matter what you say, because you're willing to come up here and speak about Him, amen. Even if you make a couple of mistakes, hey, He still loves you and He's proud of you, and we are too. So, Philip, come and share the word with us tonight. And let's give him a round of applause.
Amen. All right, now let's give the Lord, a hand clap of praise. I am telling you, I have been blessed beyond measure this week. I am leaving this revival with more than what I brought into it, and I hope y'all as well.
That's right.
Now, we're going to go into a book that many people don't like to go into. And I hope I don't run people off, so.
No.
But when God gave me this message, I was like, "Lord, I'm going to step on some toes probably." But then when Cody and Peter got up here and stepped on my toes, I said, "I'm going to return the favor."
Amen.
But see, the reason we've been blessed so much this week is because the devil doesn't like God's people being blessed. Amen?
Right.
When the devil fights something, that's when God's greatest blessing is going to take place.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Like I said at the very beginning, when I found out that I was opening and closing this revival, I instantly went to prayer about what I should preach. You know, if I'm not God-led, and if we didn't do this thing God-led, then we wouldn't accomplish anything this week.
That's right.
Because if we get up here and do it in ourselves, we're doing it in the flesh.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I better be quiet about that because... But anyway, when I began preaching at the age of 8 on December 31st, 2005, I made the commitment to Christ that when I get up here and speak in front of people, whether it's you, whether it's people older than me, I'll do three things. I will pray before I speak, because I don't want to say anything that offends anybody or offends God. I will try to stay in His will and only preach what He wants me to preach.
That's right.
You know, they got churches out there in California that they had this committee. It's like a deacon board that the pastor has to go get their message approved. But I didn't have to go to my pastor and get this message approved.
Amen.
I had to go to God and get this message approved.
That's right. Amen.
Now, I'm not going to get up here and try to outdo Cody or Peter. Because last night I went home, I said, Cody, and this is what I said. I said, Lord, I can't do what Cody did up there tonight. He said, I didn't call you to go up there and do what Cody did tonight.
That's right.
He said, I called you to do what Philip. But I'm not going to hold you long because we got the ice cream social. We don't want the ice cream to melt, do we? But we're going to a book that people shy away from, don't like to study, don't like to read, and honestly what many preachers don't preach out of anymore. And when I was studying, I didn't know what God had planned for this service, but God said, go here. So if you have your Bibles tonight, I'd ask you to turn to the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go into the last chapter. And as you turn there, will everyone please stand one more time for this week to honor the reading of God's Word. Revelation chapter 22. We're going to skip around a little. We're going to go to verse 7, verse 12, and then the last two verses, 20 and 21. Verse 7 says, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12 says, And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Verse 20 and 21, He which testified these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this week and this day that you have given us. Thank you for the messages that we've already heard. Lord, thank you for the people that have come out and supported this week. Lord, I ask you to use me as your messenger once again this week. Lord, that I should not be lifted up, but you should be lifted up, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, when I'm up here, don't let them see me, but let them see you shining through me. Mm-hmm. Lord, I ask you to anoint the people tonight, that they'll be open to hear your word and what you have to say.
Yes.
Lord, that they'll heed to your call and we'll start standing out for Jesus more than we have been. Lord, I ask you to touch this county, Greene County, the
yes.
school system,
yes.
the government,
yes.
everyday people. Just touch this county, Lord.
Yes.
Convict the people that are not living right.
Yes.
Lord, let's just get a county on fire for God, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, I ask this all in the precious name of Jesus, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to use for a subject, and I got to get comfortable again, so y'all bear with me. Can't preach in a jacket. I want to use for a subject, you probably already guessed it. He is coming, are you ready? He is coming, are you ready? You may say, Philip, the theme for this revival is standing out for Jesus. What in the world does this have to do with standing out for Jesus? I'm glad you asked. Because the Bible says, Wide is the way, but narrow is the gate, and few that enter therein. You see, on the judgment day, if you're one of the few that are standing out for Jesus, and you enter those pearly gates, you'll be standing out. And that's the most important day that anybody in here will ever experience.
Amen.
High school graduation day is a fun experience, but it's going to be a better experience when we go into the pearly gates.
Yes.
Now, it could be a good experience or it could be a bad experience, because you could go to hell. And that's what I'm going to preach on, two destinations. Because when we get to the pearly gates, Jesus will either say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, welcome in," or, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So I'm asking you, if the Lord were to come back tonight, if He would rapture us away, if He took you out of this world right now in this split second, because it says He's coming in the twinkling of an eye. If He were to come back tonight, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? Now, I can already tell this is not going to be a shouting message, so. But what would He say to you right now? If you were to walk up to those pearly gates right now and face Him, I'm talking about, really think about it. If you were to walk up and face Jesus face to face with our Master, with our Lord, with our Healer, would you make it to heaven or would you make it to hell? Have you made everything right with the Lord? You may say, "Philip, I live right." But is there something, have you said, "Jesus, if I forgot something, forgive it. Put it under the blood." But I'm just here tonight to ask someone. He is coming. The question is, are you ready?
Yes. That's right. Yep.
How is He coming? The Bible says He's coming like a thief in the night, in the twinkling of an eye. When is He coming? I don't know. Jesus, the Son of God, doesn't even know when He's coming back. Only God knows. That's why we all had to be ready for His return.
That's right.
That's why we repent. We ask the Lord to put our sins under the blood. Just because you get saved once doesn't mean you're exempt from sin. You have to continue. It's a daily thing. You had, like Paul or Peter, whichever one of them said, "You had to crucify my flesh every day." And you can't participate in the worldly things. You had to put all that aside. You can't get saved on Sunday and then on Monday you're out there cussing and everything. You can't do it. That's not going to happen. You can't share a Facebook photo 2,500 times and expect to make it to heaven. Amen? Because you see it so many times. If you share this photo 20 times, you're going to make it to heaven, or God will bless you. When you get up there, Jesus is not going to have an iPad and say, "Andres, you only shared this photo 19 times. If you shared it one more time, you would have went in." That's not how it's going to work.
Yeah.
But He's coming. Are you ready? These verses we read here were the last verses ever recorded in the Bible. Jesus was telling John here that He is coming quickly and that we should be ready for His coming. The last verse says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient." And how are we saved? We are saved by grace.
Amen. That's right. Yeah.
Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not by works, that no one can boast."
Yeah.
So your works, like I said, your contributions won't get you into heaven.
Right.
If you come sit on the front pew every Sunday for 100 years, it doesn't mean you're going to heaven. If you haven't made a relationship with God. But you have to form a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and be committed to His will. So I believe that's why this was the last verse stated in the Bible. God gave us His last gift called grace. God's grace is wonderful and sufficient for all of our needs. If it wasn't for God's grace, if we'll be honest, a lot of people wouldn't be sitting here today.
That's right. Amen.
If it wasn't for God, well, I didn't say that. Lord have mercy. But God is a gracious God. I tell you, I get up here rambling, man. I'm like my other pastor. I just get up here rambling and just lose my place. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, "Yet when we were still sinners, Christ died for us." When we were unlovable, God loved us. When people looked down on us and people rejected us, God loved us. God still had grace for us. He told the thief hanging on the cross beside of him, the thief said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now the thief is never mentioned anywhere before that. But he had to do something bad to be hanging on that cross beside of him. But Jesus still had grace, and He said, "This day you will be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
After all the thief had done to be hanging there beside him, he said, this day you will be with me in paradise. And Jesus still forgave him. So that's how gracious of a God that Jesus is.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I want to speak briefly about two places, two destinations. When God comes, we'll have two destinations, heaven or hell. Yes, I said hell. Many preachers don't preach on it anymore, but it still needs to be preached because youth, hell is just as real as heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
We all have the choice now. We choose now while we're leaving, while we're still breathing, and we still have a pulse going. We choose now where we'll end up. Where will you spend eternity? Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say one time, it wasn't a preacher, that they believed God was going to give us the choice. This is funny. God was going to give us the choice when we made it to the gates. No, we make the choice now.
Yes, that's right.
Every knee shall bow. Yes, every knee is going to bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But if you didn't live for Christ while you were here on earth, you're going to a place called hell. Yes, I'm talking about hell. We've entered a time where preachers are more worried about their paycheck than they are about winning souls for Jesus.
Amen.
There's one preacher that's got a personal jet to go on personal vacations. I don't have a jet. I'm telling you that right now. But see, they're more worried about their money and worried about gassing up that jet to go on personal vacations than they are about winning souls for Jesus. Because the person who's got that has hundreds of thousands in the congregation on a day, on a Sunday basis, every Sunday. Because why? Because he's tickling their ears. I meant to bring me some Q-tips, but Coach said, if you want your ears tickled, you better bring some Q-tips.
Yeah. Amen.
I heard one preacher say one time, if you don't live for Jesus, it'll be okay. Because he is a gracious God and won't send people to hell. You know what I did when he said that on TV? I turned the channel.
That's right.
Because the Bible says not allow it into your life. Don't allow it into your home.
Yes.
Because they're preaching the wrong thing to the people.
That's right.
If you don't live for Christ, you'll end up in that dreadful place. Like I said, I'm not trying to scare anyone here tonight. But my job as a preacher is to preach the truth.
Yes.
Yes.
There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Mm-hmm. The Bible vividly explains and describes this place called hell. Back one chapter in Revelation, chapter 21, 6 through 8. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This tells us here that we have two places. If we live right and live according to his will, not our will, that we'll inherit glorious eternal life with him in heaven. However, if we practice sinful things, we're going to a place that cannot be quenched. Water cannot quench it. It's a lake of fire. Matthew 8:11 says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth there. What a dreadful place. Don't spend eternity through that, but get your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't go down there, because we have a second option. We have a better option, because you know, there are a lot of people out here in this world that think they're having a good time. The sinners today are celebrating because they have won same-sex marriage, prayer out of school. The sinners have won. But I'm telling you, we're going into a place, if we live right and we strive to say, we're going to have the ultimate celebration in heaven.
That's right.
It's not going to last just a little while the sinner celebration is going. It's going to last eternity.
Amen.
But you see, the devil thinks he's won over the church. He also thought that he won when they crucified Jesus and put him in the tomb.
Yeah.
While the sinners are weeping and begging for water, we're going to have the ultimate celebration in heaven. In the Old Testament, there's a story of this rich man and his son. And it says, Abraham went down to hell to the rich man. And the rich man asked if Abraham could just put a drop of water to cool his tongue. But Abraham said he couldn't. The rich man said, "Go tell my son who is following in my footsteps not to come to this dreadful place. Don't come here." After the rich man lived all his life and admitted to Abraham that he was wrong. He taught his son the way he lived, but he told Abraham, "Go back and tell my son not to come to this place. Turn and go to heaven." The rich man who had a successful life, he had to have a successful life to be the rich man. He was had a successful life here on earth, claiming he was wrong the entire time. That's how easy it is to make it to heaven. To make it to hell. It's an easy way to hell, but it's a pressing way to heaven. But just to think you're living right like the rich man did and spend eternity in the lake of fire. Now that's a sad story. But don't end up like the rich man. Don't go through life thinking you're right and end up spending eternity in the lake of fire. But get your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Solidify your mansion on those golden streets by the crystal sea. Because He is coming. The question is, are you ready? Now, I have discussed hell. Now, as you can see, I was kind of struggling to explain, but I can talk to you about heaven. Because I'm going to tell you about a land that flows with milk and honey. Where the tree of life is in eternal bloom and where we'll never grow old. We'll never lose our hair again, Coach. But it's a land of cloudless days. We won't need rain for the grass to grow anymore. Where our loved ones that have died and gone on before are with the Lord waiting for us. Let me tell you about a city with streets of gold, a crystal sea. Mansions are there where we'll live. There'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more night. No more goodbyes will there be spoken. And where everybody will be happy over there.
Amen.
Let me tell you about a place where Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Where God is sitting on His throne. Let me talk to you about a place that everyone in here should want to go. The place I'm describing now is heaven. Everything I just said describes heaven. Now that's a better image to put in your head right there.
Yes.
You see, hell is fire, it's dark. But heaven, I'm getting them mixed up now. Heaven is a bright city. It's the total opposite of hell, amen? But see, if you stand out for Jesus and make Him your personal Savior, you can go to this place. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if it were not true, I would have told you so." He has prepared it. And all we have to do is be willing to stand out and make it there. Press on to that wonderful homeland. The Bible says it's a pressing way. We cannot be slack. Brothers and sisters, we have entered a time period in this world where we have to be more ready now than we've ever been before. Everyone's worried about what's going to happen to this world, but I'm not worried. Because this is not my final destination.
That's right. Yes.
I've got my name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
I'm going to heaven because everything that is happening is just fulfilling what the Word says.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
No need to worry if you know Jesus. But I wonder, do you know Him tonight?
Yes.
Not know of Him, but know Him for yourself.
Yes.
Not heard about Jesus, but have seen Him operating in your life firsthand. Trust me, there is a difference.
That's right. Yeah.
Revelation 21:4 says He's going to wipe away all our tears. No more sorrow, no death, no pain, for all former things will be passed away. And a few verses down, it says, "There will be no need for sun or moon, because the glory of God will shine all over."
Yes,
yes, the glory of God is powerful, and so powerful that it will shine through the entire heaven. Everything I described, everything I said about the city, there'll be no sun because Jesus will be the light.
Yes.
The glory of God can shine in your life too. All you got to do is accept Him.
Amen.
And all you have to do is be willing to stand out for Jesus.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, I've told you about these two places of destination for eternal life. That's all I can do for you as a preacher. That's all I can. I cannot get saved for you. I can just give you the word, but you have to take the action. I can't get saved for you. I can't save you. I can pray the sinner's prayer with you, but I can't do it for you. Trust me, if I could, I'd save every person in this world so they can make it to heaven. Because I don't want to see anybody make it to that dreadful place called hell.
Yes.
I believe that's why I love preaching so much. It's because it's a chance for me to encourage someone to give their life to Christ. Every time I walk up to a podium, wherever I may go to preach, I just say, Lord, use me, that I can encourage at least one person. Yeah. If only one person gets what I'm saying, it was worth the trip to that church.
Yes.
It was worth the weeks of preparation.
Yes.
That's right.
But see, in the last chapter of Revelation, it is said three times, behold, I come quickly. He is coming. He's coming for a people that's on fire for Him, without spot and without blemish. The last thing He told John, behold, I come quickly. He's coming. Yes, the world may be in turmoil, and everyone seems to be running away from God. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that we need to be ready and start standing out for Jesus more than we have been. We have been. Everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Like I said, the devil thinks he's won over our lives. But see, Jesus went down and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? It has no power over us, because God has all the power.
Yes.
Let me tell you, folks, we don't have many more days left down here to proclaim the gospel of Jesus.
Right.
We don't have many more days left down here to worship Jesus like we need to be. So it's time. Jesus is coming. Are you ready?
Yes. Amen.
That's all I have. Like I said, I was going to keep it short, sweet, to the point. I'd ask the preachers if they would get ready. Everybody, please stand. Like I said, that wasn't a famous scripture by no means. Not many shouted on that one. But you know, it's the truth. The altars are open. Y'all can come down here. But I want to do something a little different. Cody, if you would come stand here. Peter, stand up here to my right. Everybody, all the youth. Youth is classified. I'm classifying it tonight as 18 years and old. I'm younger. If everybody would come down. Seriously, and all youth, 18 years and younger, would come down here and stand at the altar. Yeah, we don't bite. The snakes are put away. Everybody else that's standing back there, reach your right hand down here to these people. Because these are the future.
Yes.
This is the future right here.
That's right.
Young people, you see that out there? You see all them? I know this, I'm putting y'all out of y'all's comfort zone. But see, I said, Lord, I don't want to do this because I know how comfortable I was when a preacher used to do this to me. But He quickly reminded me, you wouldn't be the person you are today if you weren't put out of that comfort zone.
Right.
Yes.
So look back there. That's people supporting you. When you think you're all alone, Jesus will be a friend, but you got those friends back there. I want to lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for this week. Lord, thank You for the youth that have attended this revival this week. I pray for a special anointing on each person here standing on the alongside of me, Lord. That You'll touch them, Lord. Lord, that as we enter this new school year, Lord, no matter what school they go to, it doesn't matter with You. Lord, I ask You that there'll be a true witness for You. That when they see someone having a bad day, they'll be an encourager, not a discourager.
Yes.
Lord, that the light, Your light that You described to us in heaven will shine through their life.
Yes.
And Lord, I ask You, just if one person's unsaved and undone without You, Lord, that they'll make You their personal Savior. Convict their heart, Lord. Lord, because I pray that no one is here tonight that's going to hell, but I pray that everyone here has made it right with You. And Lord, I want to thank You for these young people.
Thank You.
That still are not scared to go into a church, because many people have been scared to go into a church nowadays. But Lord, I pray a special anointing. And use them, folks.
Yes, ma'am.
Use them, Jesus. Use these folks here. Lord, like I said, they'll be an encourager and not a discourager. And Lord, I want to thank you once again for your healing power. For your power of conviction that you still have.
Yes.
And Lord, I'd ask you that as I go to the pearly gates, that I'll see everybody that I've seen this week walking in the gate with me. Because Lord, I don't want to go to heaven alone.
Yes.
And Lord, I ask this all in the precious name of Jesus that's above all names. I ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all may be seated. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, before I go and sit down and shut up, I just want to say one thing. I want to thank the folks of Bethesda. If you belong to Bethesda, raise your hand. I want to thank you all for opening your doors for this to be the host of 2015. One of many, I hope, Coach.
Yes.
I may not be a part of them because I may not be youth in a few more years, but I pray that this is one of many. Yeah, y'all go get the ice cream ready, please. Y'all make sure it hasn't melted. But I want to thank everybody for coming out here and supporting, no matter what church you're from. And take this, if you go to another church, take this revival with you there and spread it there. And that's all I have, Coach.
I'm going to give us a couple of minutes while some of our ladies go down there and get everything ready. But, wow, this is, for the first time having done this, this went really well. And it's only going to get better. Amen. And let me just share something with you, young folks. I hate to say this, but Bethesda Baptist Church hired a sinner for their preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen. And let me just say this. You can't do anything bad enough to make God not love you.
That's right.
There's only one unpardonable sin, and that's rejecting Him as Savior. Jesus as your Savior. You see, we come from all walks of life.
That's right.
I know some people have it tough. I mean, your home life. You know, some of you are dealing with things that are going on. It may be pornography. It may be sex. It may be alcohol. These are the realities of life.
That's right, yeah.
That happens because we are fleshly beings.
That's right, yeah.
That happens because of the fall of man.
Yeah.
You can't get out from under that, but you can serve a Savior that can lift you over that. Amen?
Yeah.
See, that's what it's about. Amen? So, I just want you to understand, don't be burdened down with your sins. Cast your cares on Him.
Yes.
Because He can carry it. I love that poem, Footprints in the Sand. Anybody familiar with that poem? It talks about how this guy was walking along the beach with Jesus, and most of the time there were two sets of footprints in the sand. But one day he noticed there wasn't but one. He said, "Lord, where have you gone? Where have you gone? We used to always have these two sets of footprints here, but now I only see one." He said, "Brother, that was when I was carrying you."
Amen.
So you see, Jesus is going to carry you through the tough times in your life. You don't have it. Let me tell you something, too. Be thankful for who you are and where you are right now.
Yes.
I know that some of you are struggling with stuff, but guys, we serve an awesome God. He loves us. He sent His Son to die for us. None of us as parents would send our children to die for a bunch of sinners.
Yes.
Now, we wouldn't do it. But Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
And all to Him we owe.
Yeah.
But guys, I'm so proud of every one of you being here tonight. I'm going to say a couple more things. James wanted to say one last thing tonight. If any of you miss these services, we record our services. You can go to our website at Bethesda1.org. Go to the sermons page and you can hear any of the services that we've done here the last four nights. We want to encourage you to go and listen to them. And if you really get hard up for some preaching, we put all my messages on there as well. Amen. But we're just glad to have everybody. How many? We got a lot of different churches represented tonight. Before we close out and let James say something, how many churches represent? I know Union Point Worship Center, Phillips Mill, Bethesda,
Bethel.
Bethel. Amen. Anybody else? First Baptist Union Point. Springfield.
Greensboro.
Greensboro. Flat Rock, amen. Macedonia. Guys, wait, listen. This is what it's all about. Bringing people together for one common reason, and that's to serve Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, I don't care. I told the people when they hired me here, I was like, let me just tell you something. You're going to have to get used to one thing. Jesus sees no color. Jesus sees no socioeconomic status. Jesus sees you as you are, who you are. You're one of his finest creations, and that's the way I see you. You're welcome here in this church anytime.
Amen.
We'd love to have you come and be a part of it. If you don't have a regular church home, come join us. I'm not trying to proselytize people away from their church, amen. But we'd love to have you if you don't go to a particular church. Come and worship with us. Or come and worship with some of these churches that are represented here tonight. Philip said something really important, and I'm giving these ladies a couple more minutes. We want to make sure them ladles are in that ice cream, amen. If you want to get a snapshot about talking about hell, you know, a lot of people have a misconception about hell. They think it's going to be about... I've had people say, well, I'll just kind of act like I do here. I'll go down there and just continue the big party. Well, let me tell you something. Hell's going to be a place of isolation. Go to the book of Revelation chapter 16. It gives you a snapshot of what hell is going to be like.
Yeah.
Read it. You'll see. It's not going to be a pleasant place. But I preached a sermon one time, and it's called Hell... A choice, not a punishment. It's not a punishment. God did not allow hell to be brought into existence to punish you. It is a choice you make, just as accepting Jesus is. I pray that you make the right choice. And once again, we love you. James, say something for us, brother, and then we'll. I'm going to ask Cody to close us out once we get done. And folks, if you will, just go right down that hallway, make a right, and you will be in as close to heaven on earth as you can get. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Guys, I want to go off a few things of what Philip said here tonight. Hell is a real place, and there is nothing on this earth that is worth going to hell for.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are willing to do things that are worldly things, and they're willing to do things for the devil, but they're not willing to step out for God. Meanwhile, I am a nervous wreck up here. I've got the courage to stand up here and speak out for God,
yes,
because he controls everybody in this building.
Amen.
And you know, look around. You got different churches here tonight. I mean, God has brought people together from all over. It is just a great feeling. I've been on fire for God these past 4 days like I've never been in my life, because I've just felt Peter, Philip, and Cody bring messages like it just... blew my mind, you know. It's just awesome.
Amen.
I'm grateful for everybody supporting me doing this, you know. It takes a lot of courage to get up here, like they said. You know, you could be a real nervous wreck and you still have the courage to get up here and do this.
That's right.
I love it. You know, I've had people tell me I should be a preacher, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. But thank you. I'm really glad I got to come out here and enjoy all this. It's been great.
Amen.
Thank you for that, James. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing the word tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus, I thank you so much for what you did on that cross. I'm a rightful sinner. And Jesus, you went to the cross and you did it so selflessly. But I'm just so thankful that we don't serve a dead Savior, but he rose again.
Yes.
Today,
right? Yes. Amen. Yes.
Lord, I'm really thankful for ice cream. And I'm thankful that we get to go down and eat on this ice cream and fellowship. So bless this time. Travel Mercies back home. Thank you for this revival and what you did. Let hearts be changed forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Come join us right down the hall.